Nicole Rez teaches the art of French conversation and also leads small groups to visit France for the full cultural immersion, including cooking lessons from Michelin star chefs.
And Nicole Rez is a guest on Travel Writers Radio today. She's been on the show before. She teaches French conversation in Melbourne at a couple of different restaurants. And out of that has come some travels where she takes people to France for a sort of full immersion therapy, isn't it, Nicole?
Bonjour, Graham.
Bonjour.
Tout à fait.
Oui,
that means bon. Absolutely.
Yes. So tell us, you've just come back a few months ago from your trip to France, and you had, what, 8 or 9 women with
yes.
you? There weren't any blokes on that trip,
not
were there?
Not this time. I've got some fellas coming next year,
okay.
though.
Okay. Well, I might have to line up to the token bloke one day. But where did you go?
We started off in Nice. Yep. We met and we had 3 days on the Côte d'Azur. So we yep. went to beautiful places. We went to Cap Ferrat. We went to Aix Village. We had a beautiful discovery of the secrets of perfume making.
Right, in Grasse?
In Aix Village.
Ah.
So Grasse is a little bit further west.
Okay.
This is a perch village that looks out over the Mediterranean. And then we
So sauntered. You're down on the southwest, basically, are you?
We are southeast now.
Oh, southeast,
so,
okay.
Yeah, Nice. So right. going towards Monaco.
Yep.
And after we discovered these secrets, we decided we would take a little break at a hotel called the Chèvre d'Or, which is the most idyllic location. And we sat
is that
and we
the
had
golden
goat.
Goat. I was going to say sheep. I had goat, the wrong
chef.
Had the wrong cheese.
And so looking out over the Mediterranean, it was absolutely splendid. It was
okay.
We had millefeuille and a beautiful tart of framboise. It was a raspberry tart and
wow, and vanilla tea slice
and
is what you said first,
yes,
isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, a vanilla
French
slice.
Vanilla slice.
From the South Melbourne. Market.
South Melbourne. Oh, they're fantastic. We did a story on her.
Agathe Patisserie. She's amazing.
She is
yes.
fantastic.
Yes.
So my schoolboy French is actually not. I need to come and converse with you because my schoolboy French is just holding up here. Struggling.
Well, I give you survival phrases before you go. So
right.
if I have to dash off.
So if you get lost in Paris,
yes.
I'm in deep doo-doo.
No,
well, actually, I'd probably
no,
get
not.
Away with it.
Because I actually make you very confident before you go. And when you're there, I had one of the travellers was not a French student of mine. She just wanted to come along and have somebody to order her wine and do some shopping for her and help her with posting all the things that she bought. And it was amazing how much French she picked up in 11 days.
Okay.
We did little things driving past and I'd say, oh, look, les cerisiers, the cherry trees, or les abricotiers, the apricot trees. And it's now Provence o'clock, time for a rosé. So she would be pretty quick to say, tout à fait, absolutely, she would jump
oh.
in there.
A rosé, what's a rosé or a rosé, did
oh,
you say?
Oh, yeah, rosé.
Oh, rosé. Yeah,
with a
I'm
twist.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry, the hard Aussie accent just well, doesn't
okay.
go away,
that's
does it?
Okay. We had lots of fabulous experiences with wine. We had an experience in Châteauneuf-du-Pape.
Oh, I know that one, yeah.
You know Châteauneuf-du-Pape?
I do.
Where the Popes played.
Yes.
And so we went to their summer palace, which is in the old days, of course. Mm. But now we had a beautiful experience putting together the wine with chocolate. And
like a food combining, was it? Or?
No, we tasted the wine.
Yeah.
And we can't, well, very rare to get a white Châteauneuf-du-Pape. It's very rare.
Yeah.
And I think there are some shippers who bring them out. Montredon is one shipper I know that you can get it in Australia.
Mm.
South Press wine bar. I saw that yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would taste the wine and Jean Daniel was telling us what to do. And then there was chocolate. So we would smell the chocolate, taste a bite to see what the fragrance was. And then we had to have the chocolate in our mouth and then have the wine with that. And
right.
it completely changed the flavour of the wine. It was mind-blowing.
Yeah, those things, those
yeah.
pairings are quite interesting, aren't they?
Very different.
They are quite a revelation to people who are not used to doing that sort of thing. And I think it's a good way to sort of educate the palate a little bit about the different flavours that are there because, I don't know, I'm not a wine aficionado. I did go to a lesson by a bloke once who taught me how to be a wine snob. But 20 minutes after I walked out, I'd forgotten everything he taught me, including, you know, some wonderful phrases that sound great but mean nothing.
But I think you know when you enjoy it, don't
you? Yeah, you,
you
do. That's what I was going to say. I like what I like and, you know, that's that. So you had a successful trip. You've shown me a terrific photo book of all your food and wonderful terraces you sat on and look across to the French countryside.
Yes, and our nature
looks,
walk. You liked that, didn't you?
I did
you?
Like
looking
the nature walk.
Watching,
yeah. And there were 70-year-olds who climbed up those rocks like a mountain goat.
100%, yeah.
Oh, well, it's impressive. So that's been so successful that you're going to do it again.
Yes, going next year in June again. Going to do another trip to the Côte d'Azur and Provence, 14th of June to the 24th.
Yep.
And then on the 28th of June, another group, I'm going to meet them in Lyon.
Yep.
So that's capital of gastronomy.
Capital, yep.
Yes. And then we head off to Beaune in Burgundy. So we're learning about terroir and wines, food again, and fabulous history. And then we head to the Loire Valley.
Okay.
And so we're going to steep ourselves in the extravagance of the chateau life, maybe stay in a chateau hotel.
Okay. So all of this is all included. You've sort of taken care of the food and you've dealt with the Michelin chefs.
We have a Michelin cooking class. We're doing an atelier of pastry with a fabulous, fabulous chef. We've got meeting some legends in Lyon, which is going to be fabulous, gastronomic legends.
And you were telling me you were actually in the Michelin chef's service kitchen.
Yes.
You weren't in some constructed back room.
No.
You were there where he yells at the apprentices.
Totally. It was an amazing experience. He was preparing the service for 100 people with
his team.
What
time of day were you there?
This was at 10:30.
Yep. So he's preparing lunch.
He's preparing lunch, and we are right next to him with his second chef who was teaching us. I had organized this before we left, of course, and a very, very exclusive experience. And then we then sat and had our meal on the terrace with all the other customers, but we had cooked our own meal.
Just
so we
fantastic.
Sang for our supper.
Yeah, look, I think the opportunity to eat a Michelin-starred food is great. I did a Monaco visit. They came to us, and I went into the Sofitel the other week. They brought a Michelin chef out, and his food was just something quite different to what we're used to having here. So I'd say to people who get the chance to eat Michelin style food, they're a pretty hard lot, the people who do the Michelin guide.
Oh, no.
And if it's not up to scratch, it isn't getting a hat.
Correct.
Let me tell you now.
Correct.
So the chance to do that's terrific. If people are interested in going with you, and you've obviously got a limited number of people you can take.
Yes, we're only taking 7, and we've got a couple of places left on each trip.
Right. Is there a place for an accompanying person who doesn't eat and drink and just goes around taking photos?
We'll have to see what their skills are.
Well, I'm just wondering what the blokes were doing. If all these women are fleeing the coop.
No, but I've got men who are coming, so it's okay. It doesn't have to be just women, but it's nice to have a girls' trip.
Look, we've had to fade Nicole because we're running out of time. On the SoundCloud site, I'll put up the contact details to get in touch with her if you'd like to do that. You're listening to The Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.